Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today we're coming to you strong with the Fast Break Friday. That's right. Today, I don't want to really waste too much time. I just want to go ahead and get into it. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to Becky with the Good Hair of the Unspoken Words podcast. If you haven't checked her out, be sure to do so because Becky just celebrated her birthday earlier this week. So shout out to Becky with the Good Hair. Anyway, so today I just want to talk about it's your time. That's right. It's your time because last night I was watching as my Saints just got defeated by the Dallas Cowboys. And earlier this week, I got cocky. I was telling people like Jonathan Miles, I said, the Cowboys gonna lose this week. I was in a group text with a few of my college roommates, college friends, Dusty Wheeler, KG Grant, Anthony Reese, a few other guys. And I began to just let them know. I said, no. I said, the Cowboys are gonna lose. And that's just what it is, right? Because I was just so cocky based on what they did the past couple weeks ago, the Saints, how they just been rolling. And those of you who know, I'm from Baton Rouge. But today, it's not even about that, because last night, the game, it was going neck and neck all the way down to the end where Dak Prescott took the kneel and then they got the dub. But it's your time, because plain and simply, I have three quick points for you. The first point is, it doesn't matter what the battle looks like. Right. It doesn't matter what the battle looks like. And I say that because last week you might have struggled in a particular class. Last week you might have struggled trying to get a promotion at work. Last week you might have struggled trying to communicate with your partner. Last week you might have struggled in a particular area. However, last week doesn't matter anymore because you're in a new week. So now it doesn't matter what it looks like. You have to go into it strong with a new perspective, with a new state of mind. That's the first one. Secondly, you have to go all the way in. And when I say go all the way in, you have to begin just to shift the way that you've been doing things. The Cowboys have shifted the way they've been doing things the past couple of games. Therefore, they were able to capitalize against the Saints. They knew they had to assess the problem differently. They knew they had to create a new game plan. They knew they couldn't listen to what everybody else was saying because all the spectators were saying they were going to lose. And then when you began to shift your perspective, you began to shift the way you're looking at things. You began to shift the way you've tried to solve a problem and you couldn't come up with the solution. That, my friends, is when you began to find success. Your boy Thomas Edison, he tried 999 different ways to fail. But when he found the one way that worked, which was the thousandth way that he tried, that is how we were able to have electricity. Isn't that crazy? Like with the light bulb. Thomas Edison with the light bulb. It's so crazy. And the last thing I just want to share with you is just is now or never. And I only say that because you can make a decision to be complacent. You can make a decision to create the life and business of your dreams, like I always say, but you have to start. If you prepare all these great ideas, you prepare all these goals, you prepare all these great game plans, but then you never take action, what are you really doing? Nothing at all. Oh, my friend. So I just wanted to encourage you all with that on this Fast Break Friday, because after seeing the Cowboys win, I was hurt. But then I realized that you have to give them their just due. They came, they showed up, they assessed, you know, they had a new perspective. They went all the way in and they tried new things, and ultimately they were able to get the win. So today, friends, I want you to continue to connect with us, first of all, on Twitter by following me at Jonathan J Speaks using the hashtag SYSP just to let us know you're listening, or follow me on Instagram at Jonathan Jones Speaks. And of course, YouTube. Got to shout out my YouTube fam, Jonathan Jones Speaks on YouTube. Please feel free to send me a topic. Please feel free to send me comments, questions, concerns, whatever that might be. And help us out by leaving an Apple review on the podcast to let us know what we're doing great. And just to let us know that you're listening, and I would love to give you a shout out. But friends, we're about to go ahead and get out of here. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?